As we cross the threshold of a new year, the liturgy ushers us into the embrace of Mama Mary, Mother of God. We join her as she beholds her Son, inviting the shepherds to encounter the promised Messiah face to face. In this theodrama of the Incarnation, the divine face of the infant Jesus is revealed, inspiring the Virgin to ponder all things in her heart, and the shepherds to glorify God. To behold another's face is to enter the depths of their mystery, the very essence of their personhood. The yearning to see God face to face permeates salvation history. The priestly blessing in the Book of Numbers: "The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace," articulates the human heart's cry to be known and understood by the Creator. It is the realization that seeing God's face initiates a reciprocal covenant relationship. This relational gaze reaches its zenith at the Nativity, as the Immaculata Mary possesses the capacity to receive the fullness of Christ's child's contemplative gaze. Their locked eyes establish Mary as the mirror reflecting divine love to humanity. As the Carmelite mystic, Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity, observed, "Our Lady was so transparent, yet she is but the mirror of the Sun of Justice." We know now that modern neuroscience harmonizes with this mystical insight. Secure attachment between two human beings, or in particular between a mother and a newborn baby, is formed through mirror neurons stimulated by mutual gazing. This biological interfacing fosters trust and empathy. Indeed, spouses often experience appearance convergence. Through years of attentive looking, we are part biologically hardwired for this divine mimicry. Saint Pope John Paul II placed his spirituality at the center of the new millennium. In one of his teachings, Noveno Millennio Ignote, he asked, "Is it not the Church's task to make the face of Christ shine also before the generations of the new millennium?" Later, in Rosarium Virginis Maria, he defined the Christian program as one to contemplate the face of Christ and to contemplate it with Mary. He coined the term Eucharistic face of Christ, urging adoration as the means of transformation. We truly become what we gaze upon. How then shall we live this holy year? If we intentionally gaze upon the holy face, we enter the sacred humanity that draws us into communion. If we put down our devices to truly look at our neighbour, we honour their dignity. As Theotokos, Mary teaches us to love with authenticity. May she, the mirror of justice, assist us in reflecting Christ's holy face to the world.